This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
كشيخ تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نحمدك ونستعينك ونستغفرك ونصلي ونسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor for me once again to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life, 101 Traditions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today I would like to share with you one of the most beautiful traditions of the Prophet. This is a tradition that impresses upon us that even as we are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's equally important for us to have a beautiful character, to have good morals. Let me read the hadith and then explain the meaning and the lessons that we can derive from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Abu Dharr narrates that the Prophet said, Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. وَاتِبِي سَيِّيَ الْحَسَنَ تَمْهُهَا وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُكٍ حَسَنٍ. The reporter is Abu Dharr al-Ghifari and the sources are Tirmidhi and others. Abu Dharr narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be mindful of Allah wherever you are and follow up the bad deed with the good to wipe it out, and interact with people with the best of morals. The narrator is Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. He died in Hijrah 31. He was one of the pioneers, As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun, to Islam. Actually, he was said to be the fifth person to embrace Islam. And he was the first to greet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with salam. Assalamu alaikum. He was praised by the Prophet as the most truthful person. And the Prophet also referred to him as the Jesus Isa alayhi salam. If you want to see Isa alayhi salam walking in this ummah, look to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, because he was pious and ascetic. The Prophet also, there is a story of the Prophet in Tabuk, gathered with the companions, and he did not find Abu Dharr because this was a great expedition and proving the sincerity of the companions of the Prophet. And the fact that he did not see Abu Dharr in the group aggrieved him. And then while he was sitting with the companions, he saw a ghostly figure coming, something like ghost, far away. And the Prophet said, وَلْيَكُنْ أَبَا ذَرْ, let it be Abu Dharr. And it was Abu Dharr. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَعِيشُ وَحِيدًا وَيَمُوتُ وَحِيدًا وَيُبْعَثُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَحِيدًا. Abu Dharr is going to live alone and die alone and will be raised up alone on the day of resurrection. And you know the fact, this prophecy of the Prophet came true. It is said that Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, because he was uncompromising in speaking out against what he saw, the corruption around him, the moral decline he saw after the martyrdom of Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhu started during his reign, he saw gradually the moral decline. So he spoke against it. And because of that, to avoid trouble for him, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, asked him to go and live farther away from Medina, somewhere a few marahil away, in a place called Ar-Rabda. So he was living alone, and it is said that when he was about to die, he was alone with his wife. He told his wife, Don't worry. Just bathe me and shroud me and put me, my body, on the caravan truck. And this is what happened. The first caravan to come that way was led by none other than Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the greatest companions of Rasulullah, who had heard the Prophet of Allah saying about the statement we narrated before. So he led the prayer and buried Abu Dharr. You know, the hadith is narrated also by Mu'adh ibn Jabal as well, another great companion of the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this statement in answer to a request. Abu Dharr asked him, "Awsini ya Rasulullah, give me some advice." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Be mindful of Allah wherever you are. Follow up the bad deed. If you do anything bad, make sure to repent and do something good. In this way, you will be able to wipe it out. And also make sure to interact with the people with the best of morals." The answer is at once concise and profound in meaning. Ibn Hajar al-Haythami said, "It covers all of the laws of the Sharia, both commandments and prohibitions. Thus, in a way, the entire teachings of Islam is encapsulated in these words." Munawi said, "It states an important rule and provides the formula to achieve the good of this world and the next, in a way that unites the rights of Allah, huququllah, with the rights of the creation, huququl ibad." The hadith conjoins taqwa with good morals. So the question arises, what is taqwa? Taqwa is from wiqaya. Arabs say, "Al-wiqaya khayru min al-ilaj." Prevention is better than treatment. So wiqaya is prevention and protection. And there is a very interesting story of exchange between Caliph Umar and Ubay ibn Ka'b, one of the greatest scholars of Quran, as mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Caliph Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu, recognized the preeminence of Ubay ibn Ka'b in such matters. So he asked him to explain taqwa. Ubay asked, in answer to him, he asked Umar radiallahu anhu, "Have you walked through a bush full of prickly thorns and stones?" He said, "Yes." Umar said, "Yes." Ubay asked, "How did you manage to escape unhurt?" Umar radiallahu anhu replied, "I took all the necessary precaution so that I doesn't get pricked by thorn." Ubay radiallahu anhu said, "That is taqwa." In other words, mindfulness of Allah and the awareness of standing before Allah for the final reckoning serves as a safeguard and protection against sins. It entails one's awareness of the watchfulness of Allah. Abu Latahiyya, the famous Arab poet, said it well. "Idha ma khalautu ad-dahra yawman fala taqul khalautu walakin qul alayya raqibu wala tahsabanna Allah yughfilu ma mara mala wala anna ma yakhfa alayhi yaghibu." When you are alone, anytime, any day, anywhere, never tell yourself you are alone, but say, "There is someone watching me." Who is that someone? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ever think that Allah forgets what you did in the past. Neither will He be unaware of what you do or what you are doing in the present or the future. Allah says, "Ma yakunu min najwa thalasatin illa huwa rabihum." No three people would whisper except Allah is with them as the fourth. Allah calls it the best of provisions. Taqwa is the best of provisions for our journey to the next world. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The Prophet ﷺ described taqwa as Allah's most precious advice for the ancients and the moderns. Wasiyatullahi lil-awwalina wal-akhirin. What is that wasiyah? Taqwallah. Taqwallah. If our, in spite of all this careful, you know, developing of taqwa, still if a person falls into slip up and fall into sins, there is no need to despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is the religion, the way of hope. We have hope no matter how many times we have sinned, as long as we repent, seek forgiveness, and follow it up with good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Verily, good deeds wipe out the bad deeds. That is a reminder for the mindful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, did not stop the advice there. He went on to say and interact with the people, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ. Interact with the people with the best of morals and character. In other words, the Prophet wants to teach us that the mindfulness of Allah ought to purify us from all the inner and outer vices. As a result, it engenders good morals and character. It purifies our morals and develops our character. Good morals entail the following. Signs of good morals: endearing oneself to the people we interact with. How? Through acts of kindness, gentle manners, appearing before people with a pleasant face, smiling if you can, using kind words, being polite, being humble, and sparing them from any kind of harm. All kinds, whatever, never harm anybody. No human being, nobody, no creation. The link between taqwa and good morals are inseparable. This is taqwa without good morals does not guarantee salvation. The lesson that we can learn from this hadith is taqwa, or consciousness of Allah, is the perennial advice of Allah to all of mankind. Wasiyatullahi lil-awwalina wal-akhirin. Every single prophet, every single man, from the first man to the last, what is that one advice that Allah has given us? Is to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith exhorts us to do good works and guard ourselves against corruption and evil deeds. It also teaches us that good deeds that we do after having repented of our sins will help wipe out and blot out the sins and its effects. Fulfilling the rights of Allah alone will not guarantee salvation for us. Instead, taqwa ought to be joined with fulfilling the rights of creation, huququl ibad. So there is huququllah, the rights of Allah, which we must fulfill. And then along with that, we should also fulfill the rights of creation, what we owe our parents, what we owe our spouses, what we owe our children, what we owe our kith and kin, what we owe our neighbors, what we owe our fellow human beings, fellow Muslims, and the creation, the fellow creatures. Good morals go hand in hand with taqwa. The hadith teaches us, let us sum it up, religion has two faces. A face turned to heaven, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and another towards the earth, the creation. And both of them go hand in hand. So aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.